Hello, everybody. This is Suijin, also known as DJ. Guess what time it is?
The Do-Yo Download!
Bet it is. So, the way I've got things set up right now, I can do my mixing, like the music and my voice, on the fly now instead of needing to do it in post, which is great! Welcome to the Do-Yo Download, by the way. I am DJ Allen, also known as Suijin, on the Road to Yokozuna official podcast. If you'd like to support this podcast and help me with such wonderful upgrades, like what I am talking into right now, which is a brand new microphone with a boom arm, it's a condenser mic, and a nice, beautiful pop filter in my podcast studio, which has a brand new audio recording software that I am using to mix with, and all of that beauty, you can go to patreon.com/emeraldspector. Spector is spelled with an E-R at the end. And you can help me do more upgrades. Things like getting physical mixers and further upgrades with softwares and whatnots, and maybe even a computer that I can upgrade in the future. But I have a couple of Patreons that have allowed me, for the past couple of years, that have allowed me to get this upgrade going this time so that I can start sounding beautiful and wonderful. Now, the added benefit of being able to mix on the fly is you're going to hear my wonderful pauses and stammering and stutterings without being edited out. So, podcasts will be actual time. So what you were hearing before was me recording a podcast. And let's say let's take last week's podcast. And I recorded for about 33 or 34 minutes. But what you got was about 32 minutes of audio. Because what I did is I put it into the program that I edit with. And I select all of the silences, because I have an audio editor that does that. And I remove all the silences. So it sounds like I talk fast, I talk coherently, and I talk without sounding like I don't know what I'm doing. But now you're going to hear me as I actually talk, like I would when I'm actually interviewing. I have a cat meowing at me right now, and I don't know if you can hear that. The beautiful thing about this wonderful boom mic is obviously I can move it to where I need to be comfortable, whereas the old microphone, which I still have and is a decent quality, it is not a condenser mic and of course needs a little finagling to get to sound as good or nearly as good as this one does. But I mean, that's enough of the technical talk, really. So we got to go with what we've got. And here we are. I would also like to point out that last week I told you I was going to try to do things weekly, and here I am, week two. Weekly podcast, Do-Yo Download. Now, we're still in Daigeko with Road to Yokozuna as the official Road to Yokozuna podcast. I don't have a lot to update about the game itself. So, I would like to begin by trying to get one of our sponsors on. Yes, that's right. This week's sponsor is brand new Instant Child. Have you always wanted a child, but you didn't want to go through the pain and the trouble of actually doing what it takes to make the child and then going through the 9-month process of growing the child inside somebody and then going through the pain of childbirth? Well, brand new Instant Child is easy. Just pick the package up off the shelves, take it home, open the package up, put the brand new Instant Child in a bowl, and just add water. Boom! It's a brand new Instant Child. If you're sick of your old kid and you want a new kid, brand new Instant Child is the way to go. Brand new Instant Child. Instant Child. It's taking over everywhere. So that is our sponsor for this week. Instant Child. Just add water. So, I'm... the cat. So my wife just left to go shopping, and the cat is meowing. I don't think she knows where I'm at, which is funny. I'm going to peek out of my podcast door here just to see it, if she understands where I'm at.
Kitty, kitty.
She'll find me. So we're in Daigeko, and of course, we've got a lot of activity that has gone on. Some of us have reached our maximum rewards threshold. I myself have finally gotten my 40 wins. I know others are struggling to get in there. What I like to do, personally, if I can find somebody to do it, is do not best of 5 or best of 7 or best of 9. I like to do first to 5, first to 10, so that you're sure you may. I mean, it sounds like the same thing, but I'm going in increments of. I want to get to a certain threshold before I stop playing for a night or against a certain opponent. So I'd like to go with. Hey, I want to end this opponent with 5 wins. Now, am I guaranteed to beat that person 5 times? No. But what I'm aiming for is that by the end of my interaction with my opponent, I'm somewhere around the 5-win mark. And then when I move on, I can do the same thing and be around the 10-win mark. Now, a lot of people are doing what I did as a lower Megashira or Juryo, and that's fighting up. Because when you're coming up the ranks, what you want to do is you want to see, where do I actually stand against those that are above me? So they're fighting up. So when I was just in Makauchi for the first time, or I was in the lower Makauchi ranks as a Megashira, I wanted to take on the Komusubi, the Sekiwaki. I wanted to throw in an Ozeki here and there. I did want to fight a Yokozuna now and then too, but I also knew that taking on a Yokozuna was basically, how fast can they squash me? But I mean, that was just to see how it works. But I wanted to see where I stood against those guys. And those are the people that are taking me on right now. So those are the people I can, when I want to do a first to 5, a first to 10, I'm getting my 5 wins, getting my 10 wins. So if I can find somebody to do a first to 10, I can take on 4 opponents and get my 40 wins. Now, do I stop playing after 40 wins? I can, but I don't necessarily. Now, the deadline crept up on me here this time, so it's going to look like I may not get a chance to do any more playing before Daigeko wins. Ends. All right. Pronunciation problems. Speaking of. Ends. So that will be on March 28th. And then our Basho will begin on April 2nd. If you haven't signed up, go sign up. What are you waiting for? Why wait till the last second? I mean, sure, maybe you need to wait and find out if you've got plans later on, or, you know, maybe you've got a vacation or a family member coming over. But I've done Basho during Christmas rush. I'm a U.S. postal worker, so I do delivery on the street, and I've done Basho's in the heat of the rush there. And when I do Ba shows during that. I normally squeeze it in weird hours to the best of my ability. So it's possible to get a bout in here and there to do a Ba show. So, I mean, you do what you can. I mean, everybody's circumstance is different, and I'm not going to say you should be doing it, but I mean, why wait till the last second? I mean, you can always change it. If you sign up early as a participating and then you change it late to Kyujo, I guess that's not terrible, I guess. I don't know if you can. I mean, I don't know who would frown on that. But going back to the pronunciation thing, Akaibashi, my Kokomusubi right now, suggested we have a pronunciation challenge from the Bansuke. And, you know, mainly to laugh at each other's terrible Japanese pronunciation attempts. I would like to give that a shot, actually. Now, what I would like to do is to have people not pronounce the entire roster of Bansuke names, because that would be a lot. And files of audio files would tend to get fairly large. I'm going to say that if you take the larger, harder to say names, like just picking random one off the list here. I mean, Hono no Kokoro, it's a longer one, but once you get it down, it's not terrible. Kakume Kokoshin, I put two more Kokos in there. Kakumei Kokoshin. I did it again. Kakumei Koshin. Here. I mean, do the long ones like that. Moshugeru. Shinkai Fuji. Ichitausen. You know, pick a few of the longer ones and, you know, give it a shot. Or if you think you say one of them a little on the weird side, send it in. And, I mean, don't necessarily send it in. Post it in the Suijin podcast channel. We'll give everybody a chuckle, and then I'll put them in the next podcast. And do a podcast pronunciation challenge. I mean, you all hear me pronounce all of them every time a Bansuke comes out, and you know that my pronunciation gets better the longer I see these things. So while I'm getting much better doing the Makauchi, and I get pretty decent with the Juryo, the Makushita, I'm getting... You know, I still have some problems with, because some of them are somewhat new. And then, of course, Sandanmei, I'm completely taken off guard because, you know, they're brand new. So if they're not dead simple, it's a lot to take in. But all that gets thrown into the wind because of the removal of the bots this time. So everybody's all shifted everywhere. So it's going to be another get used to everybody's position. And maybe I'll get screwed up in the near future. So how about that? But that's about all I've got for the Road to Yokozuna part of this podcast. Because, well, like I said, not much has happened since the last time I podcasted. But I did mention that there's a good chance I could talk about real sumo IRL in real life. And since this morning, I'm West Coast USA, so for me it was middle of the night, early morning, like somewhere around the 2 o'clock a.m. area, 1 o'clock a.m. The Ba show ended, and we can congratulate the Yusho winner Wakataka Kage for taking the whole thing. I'm a Wakataka Kage fan. I mean, Ura first, but I mean, I don't have a problem with Wakataka Kage winning the Yusho. For this particular Basho, I was rooting for Takayasu because I think that it would have been nice to see him get one before he goes out. And I worry now that was his shot and he may never get another shot. But I mean, hopefully he can, you know, come back next time and go for it. But if we look at this If we look at things this way, if Wakataka Kage can have another stellar Basho next go, and then maybe even take the Yusho, he can be an Ozeki right off the bat. You know, like, boom, boom, two Yushos back-to-back, Ozeki. And, I mean, that wouldn't be terrible. I think that he's destined to be an Ozeki anyway. So, that would be stellar. So, I mean, this is a great start for him at Sekiwaki. Which I have to say, it's funny to say Sekiwaki Wakataka Kage. It's a long terminology there. So that's fun. Let me bring up the actual Bonsukei. Here we go. I did some preparation. Both Wakataka Kage and Takayasu finished at 12-3 because the playoff does not count. And they're at the top. So the Jun Yusho would fall to Takayasu. Kota Nawaka at 11-4. Mitake Yumi at 11-4 will miss out on the Jun Yusho, unfortunately. But they came real close. Mitake Yumi, Ozeki Premier. What a showing. That was great. And it kind of shows that, you know, maybe now that he has finally gotten over that hump, maybe this is it. Maybe now we're going to see what he's been holding back. I don't know, not been able to show us for all this time. I don't know what to say. I mean, he's been super consistent. There's the guys over at the Grand Sumo Breakdown took a stat. It's the consistency number stat. It's like the difference between your wins and losses. I don't remember what it's called, but they ran it on one of their shows, and they said the only person more consistent than Mitake Yumi that's active is Takara Fuji. Because, I mean, if you look at Takara Fuji, he's super consistent. I mean, he's always in the upper mid Megashira, and you can pretty much guarantee he's going to be somewhere between 6-9 and 10-5. I mean, he's really consistent. But, I mean, now that Mitake Yumi is an Ozeki, maybe we're just, you know, biding our time until we're looking at him doing a significant Yokozuna run. I mean, this is a good start. 11-4. If he can pull a 12 wins a couple of times, or, you know, stick in the Yusho race next time, maybe he's got a better chance of doing it. As far as the Yokozuna we have right now, Taro Nofuji, we all know that he's kind of a stopgap at the moment. I mean, he's not got the legs to stay long term. I mean, he's a beast right now. Great, yes. Him ducking out for the first time due to, what was it, ankles? Knee arthritic something or other. It's amazing that it's the first time he has had to take part of a Basho off. I mean, maybe he can, you know, thrill us for a couple more years. But, I mean, after that, we're going to end up having to be looking forward to finding replacements from, you know, the Taka Keishos, the Mitake Yumis, the Wakataka Kages, and who else can, you know, burst their way up. The other Sekiwaki, Abi, held on with his performance. He definitely hasn't been as dominant, in my opinion. I think now that he's taking on the best of the best and they've kind of figured out what he's doing, he's going to have a real hard time doing double-digit numbers against the people in the upper ranks. 8-7, he seemed like he really struggled this time. Maybe it'll be better as he gets more used to doing things up in the Sanyaku. We'll see. The two Komusubi, Takanosho, fallen out. Apparently, Komusubi is not where he needs to be. You know, he's going to fall to wherever and then take another chance at going back in. Hoshoryu, though, going to be at least a Komusubi again next time. Hopefully we see him in the Sanyaku for a while because he's fun to watch. I'm extremely, extremely fun to watch. Yeah, and then, of course, my sadness is that Ura at Megashira 1. That's 4-11. Rough go. It seemed like he was sort of overwhelmed in a lot of bouts. So take another run at it, buddy. Hopefully he doesn't drop too far and can rebound and, you know, join people in the Sanyaku, and we can see Ura in the upper ranks. But some of the lower things that happened that made me happy. Kageyaki will be returning to Juryo because I don't like watching him. He is uninteresting, and his sumo is terrible. It's a personal opinion, and I'm just glad that he's going back away, because there's no way that he's going to survive with a 7-8 from Megashira 17. There's no way. Let's see here. Who else is... Aqua's probably dropping back to Juryo. That's unfortunate. He's fun to see lose. I mean, I wish he won more, but, I mean, he's trying a lot of stuff. It's just not working out for him. Maybe he needs to put some stuff together in order to, you know, make it back and excite us. It's nice to see Toby Zaru with a winning record for the first time in, like, a year. I don't know how long it's been since he's actually had a winning record, but he's finally got one, and he can actually go up again rather than just, you know, have a slow slide downward. The one thing that I found the most interesting was Ichinojo. I've not been an Ichinojo fan because when he climbs in the dojo, you don't know if you're going to get sleepy Ichinojo or you're going to get dangerous Ichinojo. And for the first week, we got dangerous Ichinojo, and it was fun to see that, and fun to see people really have a hard time with that situation. But for week two, it was a crapshoot. I mean, you were like, oh, well, that's sleepy Ichinojo there. Oh, well, there he's there again. Oh, he's awake there. No, he's back to sleepy. Well, I mean, if he can just get consistent, he would be a Sanyaku mainstay. He might even be an Ozeki for a long run, but he needs to get consistent. So that's unfortunate. Not bad, but, you know, we need to see some consistency. Tochinoshin, it'll nice to see you pop up just a little bit longer, but I don't see you lasting in Makauchi for a very long term. I mean, it was nice to have you way up at Ozeki at one point, but people have figured you out, and I don't know how much longer you can remain in the top division. Great wrestler, fun watching you, but I just don't know how much longer you've got. Unfortunate. So, what else would you like me to be talking about, folks? I haven't had a chance to talk to anybody about scheduling or anything like that. Hopefully, everything sounds the way it should. I hope I haven't ummed and awed too much. I've been trying to curb that. I did run a role-playing game last night, because every other week on a Saturday, I do either participate in or run a role-playing game with the same group of people. And last night was my turn to start running my scenario again. And we started with the second session of my scenario. And since I'm doing this without cutting all the pauses, it's going to be interesting to see how everybody enjoys having the pauses in here and there. I didn't want to include some sort of background music going on because I wanted to see how this would work without running any background music. Also, although I could be doing that in the future, the intro and outro I will be trying to do, you know, on the fly. So when I think that I'm getting totally done wrapping up, I'll start the outro and, you know, talk as far as I need to into it. And hopefully I'm loud enough, because I've turned the microphone up from my test, which I did before I started this actual podcast. I won't be editing much, I don't think. I mean, I may take off some silence before and maybe a little silence after, but I won't be editing very much of this, so this is pretty much going to be what you hear going up once I post it. And I'm hoping to have it uploaded and ready to go every Sunday, USA Pacific time, because that's where I'm at. So without, I mean, I do have a weird thing to work out with my server, as my admin and I, which is my father-in-law, have a way that we can't get around getting uploads going because of a security issue. Long story short, it's the best system we can find at the moment, and there's no way around it, so we just have to deal with it. I will take guests again in the future, and I am still working on how to get this show, now that I can do things on the fly, coming to you live so you can listen to me live and comment live. But I haven't found a way to connect this yet to the system that will put it out there live, and that is because I don't know how those two things interact yet. But there's got to be a way, so I hope to find that way, and if there isn't, I will find a different way. But you know, I've worked with the program that I'm recording this with twice since I bought it. So, I mean, this is literally the second time I've recorded something with it. I've used this program in the past, but this is the newest version. I used it a long time ago, but whatever. Again, you don't need to hear the technical details. I just like to talk. Everybody should know that I just like to talk. If you would like to reach me on the Discord channel of Road to Yokozuna, the best way to reach me is to send me a private message or tag me. I am Suijin, Suijin. And that is until I decide to retire, at which point I will take a different Shikona for a Basho or two, because I want to take a break after Suijin retires. But we'll worry about that bridge when we want to burn it. You can also reach me via email, emeraldspectre.com@gmail.com. You can find this podcast and all of the other things that I'm doing on my website, emeraldspectre.com. And remember, Spectre is spelled with E-R, not O-R, not R-E, E-R, because that makes the most sense. And you should understand that the internet's been around for a while, and getting spellings of certain things limited my options when I bought the website. And, well, that's just how things roll. And I like it. I like the website the way it's spelled. But if you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, you just have to keep coming back. And you have to keep letting me know. But if you want to help out, like I said at the beginning, patreon.com/emeraldspectre. I'm only asking for a monthly donation, and not even much. It's like a dollar. Because it helps me upgrade to equipment that hopefully makes my beautiful voice sound even more beautiful, and helps my recording software makes me mix things even greater, like you're mixing now. And I'm starting to stumble over myself. So, I will see you next time on the Doyo Download!